radio play for this week is entitled For Services Rendered. It is a dramatization based on a story which will be found in the pages of next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with every Hearst Sunday newspaper from coast to coast. A party is being given in London during the World War. It is a colorful assemblage. The ladies are dressed in their gayest silks and satins. The gentlemen in multi-hued uniforms, shining boots, glittering decorations of the various embassies. Just now, all eyes are centered on an exotic figure dancing to the music of the audience. Off to one side, two officers dressed in the uniform of the Russian Guard stand watching every artful movement of the dancer. Suddenly, the older man speaks.
What is her name again?
Mata Hari.
Mata Hari. An Oriental, of course.
She is Oriental in appearance only, sir. She is of Dutch parents.
Oh. Then she has no national bonds in this war we are waging, huh?
None, sir. It is for that reason that she dances here in London tonight, tomorrow in Paris, and next week in Berlin.
Oh, how interesting. Tomorrow, Paris. My friend, as soon as she finishes the dance, bring her to me. Mata Hari, I wish to compliment so great an artist.
Monsieur le General is most gracious.
You recognize military insignia unusually well for a woman.
I dance in all the capitals. Most of my admirers are officers.
That is quite easily understood, Mata Hari. I am delighted to learn my colleagues in other countries live up to tradition. The army men are excellent judges of beauty in women.
That is why they perceive me. I am flattered.
Mother Hart, may I ask you a personal question which I hope you will answer frankly?
But of course, Monsieur le General.
Which country now engaged in this war calls forth your sympathy?
You have asked me for a frank answer. I will give it to you. I do not care which side wins. I am interested only in Mata Hari.
Then you would work undercover for the side that would pay for your services?
Should I not be a fool to refuse? But how can I, a dancer, a woman, be of interest to our war country?
By collecting certain important information.
You mean you are suggesting I become a spy?
Asking you to.
Ah, this is the most exciting moment of my life. I love intrigue.
But if you fail, it means death.
Death? I am not afraid of it.
Permit me to salute a brave woman.
Merci. What do you wish me to do?
Listen closely. I am von Stein of the German Imperial Secret Service.
Hmm.
Yeah. It is impossible for me to go into France myself because I should be recognized. But you will be unsuspected. You must meet and become confidential with a man by the name of Lefebvre.
Lefebvre?
Yeah, Colonel André Lefebvre. From him you must learn. Then the French will start the big offensive.
And is the way I am to gain this information?
I leave to your womanly ingenuity and charm.
Exactly. It shall be done, Herr General. And this price?
This is a test assignment. The price is 10,000 marks. Place to your credit in any bank of Holland you name.
Herr General, the bank is the Holland National, and you may consider Colonel André Lefebvre next. What is the matter, André? You look worried.
Do I, Mon Petit?
Oh, this war. You general staff officers were so hard, worried so much.
Father Harry, you remember how I swore you to secrecy about my going to the front?
Oui, madame, I remember. But then all days I was without your arms.
Oh, no one was supposed to know, and yet when we started the great offensive, the enemy were waiting for us. It was the biggest defeat in the war.
Oh, my poor André, do not take it so hard. It was not your fault,
no, 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 but how could the enemy spies have found out about that trial?
Oh, stop worrying. Stop thinking. Love me, André.
Oh, my darling. No, 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 no. Wait. Mother Harry, you have just come from Berlin.
Me? Mon Dieu, I suppose I am responsible for the bigger cities of the world.
No, my dearest. I did not mean to accuse you.
No,
I would
not. If anyone should suspect me, it would be the end of me.
And what do you mean?
If any of the warring nations suspected me, I should be imprisoned. I should not be able to dance again.
Would you be willing to take that chance for La Belle France?
I do not understand, monsieur.
But you have entree to Germany. Will you serve France as a secret agent?
But I have told you, André, I do not care which side he is. Why should I risk my life for nothing?
No. France will pay you well.
How much is well?
I can promise you 20,000 francs for the answer to this question.
Hmm?
How many batteries have the enemy got in this sector of the front line?
André, you may inform your superiors. There are 3 batteries in that section. One here, one there, and one there.
Oh, mon Dieu. This information, if it is true, will make me a marshal. How do you know, Mata Hari?
I do not ask you how I know, mon chéri, but it is the truth.
Oh, my darling, then you can see what we can do. We shall be able to capture these 3 batteries and then withdraw most of the troops stationed in that sector while we attack the enemy over here.
Oui, André. But about the 2,000, the 20,000 francs, when will you put it to my credit in the Holland National Bank?
The day we take over those 3 batteries. Next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday? I shall be in London. But you will let me know how valuable my information has been, will you not?
Oui, of course. Yeah, but I did not know you were leaving Paris for
soon. I could not have told you until the night of my departure, if you had not mentioned when.
And when are you leaving?
The night after tomorrow. Come, do not look so sad. We still have 2 days. And now.
What is? Secret agent Mata Hari is here.
Mata Hari? Come in for lunch.
Well, thanks. Your friend will attack 3 of your batteries next Wednesday.
There. Show me on this map.
Here, in this sector.
The wonder came how surprised they will be when their attack is repelled.
You are wrong, Bonstein. Your friends must capture your 3 batteries.
Are you mad?
When they are captured, they then plan on withdrawing most of their troops from that sector and making a major attack here.
I see. By giving them the 3 batteries, we can weaken that sector.
And then push through for great revenge.
The Mata Hari, I salute you. This will cost France a whole army division.
It will cost Germany 100,000 marks for service rendered.
Uh-huh. So this is what success does to you, eh? All right. This time I will pay what you ask. But make up your mind that this is the last.
I'll see you again, Bonstein.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
See that Mata Hari is discovered by the French.
Tell me it is not true.
It is, my child. The court has found you guilty of being a German spy.
No.
And has condemned you to death.
No, they cannot shoot me. Listen, you sent word to Marcel Lefebvre for me, asking him to use his influence.
Yes, but he sent back no answer.
Oh, study. I cannot die. I gave them what they wanted for their money. Sister, can you not stop my execution?
No. There is nothing I can do except perhaps comfort you with the thought that your reprieve may be granted.
Yes, please. I have forgotten. Of course. My counsel will get it from me.
I hope so, my child.
Mata Hari.
André, why do you come to save me?
You will leave us alone. Mata Hari, you are not dying in the morning.
What are you saying, André?
I was unable to get you an open pardon. But I have arranged for a blank cartridge placed in the rifles of the firing squad.
Oh.
You see, I have been placed in charge of the execution.
Oh, André, my love, I knew you would save me.
Listen closely. My time will be at the stop.
Please.
When the volley is fired, fall on your face and lie motionless.
You will then be carried away on the stretcher, supposedly for burial, but really to be spirited out of the country, where I shall join you.
Oh, Andre, my lovely, it will be careful you come to this.
Remember, when you hear the valley, fall down on your face and lie motionless.
Yes, I shall remember.
He is still sleeping, Marcel, like a child. I've never seen anything like it. Martha Harris. Come, child.
Is it time?
Yes.
I'm ready, Andre.
Come, Martha Harris.
Oh, what a beautiful day.
Howard! Huh?
Come with me to your station, my darling, remember. I shall join you when it is over.
Andre, my love. Why, my soul. Your hand is trembling. I shall walk to my station alone.
What? Here then.
Huh? These are not blank. They are real bullets.
Hey, my son. The orders were changed this morning. Someone betrayed the town to the
house. Oh, dear. And he thinks the executioner will mock me.
Are you ready? Are you speaking? Yes, sir.
Oh, God forgive me.
What? Attention. Ready. Aim. Fire.
It is all over, my friend. The spy, Martha Harris, has fallen to the ground.
Give me your pistol.
But there is no need for the coup de grace. He is dead.
I know that. If one shot is for me.
For you, my friend. Why?
Because I loved her, you fool. Oh, my darling. Martha Harris, I could not save you. But I shall join you. As I promise.
This radio program was suggested by a thrilling story which clears up the mystery surrounding the execution of the notorious spy, Martha Harris. The story appears in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. This is Wentworth announcing and turning the microphone over to your own announcer, who will tell you more about next Sunday's American Weekly.
Thank you.